Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
So with 14 goals in 18 games, Liverpool have a new goal-scoring hero, someone who perhaps many people didn't think would hit the ground running when he returned to the Premier League. It is, of course, Mo Salah. Let's have a chat about him and the rest of the Liverpool squad with football journalist Daniel Fields then. Morning, Daniel.
Morning, Steve.
Thanks for your company. Mo is breaking records at the moment and probably... it wasn't expected by many that he'd be in this situation.
No, it wasn't. But you have to give credit to the scouting department there. You know, they've looked at a guy who is playing in Roma and they've identified him straight away. You know, someone who's just going to go in and fit in. And the kind of buying players now who are just going to fit into that collective perfectly. It's not a case of worrying about square pegs and round holes. You know, they've probably seen the style of play there and thought, he's going to hit the ground running. We didn't expect it. No one has, but... You know, for a club who's really built on hero figures and having deities like that, so from St. John's to Fowler, Dalglish, you've finally got someone now you can look at and think, you know, he's our main player, which is great to have.
And he doesn't look like the expectation is weighing him down in any way.
I think since he scored that goal for Egypt, you know, to send him the World Cup, he's been on absolute cloud nine. Before then, I think a few fans thought he was a bit hit and miss with his finishing. But now every time he's taking a shot, it's going in. You know, you look at his first goal as well on Saturday, and the way Wijnaldum knew, I'm going to play this to his left foot. You know, everyone in the grounds is wanting him to slip it down into the box from his first time. But Wijnaldum's made that decision instantly. I'll put it on his left foot. And the way things are clicking, with not just the Salah, but the whole collective. You know, we didn't get out of second gear on Saturday, and we didn't need to. It was a bit of an exhibition. So for Klopp there, he's got to be looking at that being absolutely delighted.
Yeah, it looked a bit of a stroll, didn't it? How would you describe Salah's position? What would you call him?
It's funny, really. It reminds me, I'm not putting him on this level, but when Messi started scoring goals for Barcelona in 2008, consistently, it was something similar to that. In a sense, he'd start out wide and he'd be making these runs across the back line, just like his second goal the other day, and scoring from there. And again, I don't like mentioning the collective too much, but if you take Firmino out the equation there, Salah can't do that as consistently as he is. You know, he's able to ghost and be invisible for, you know, periods of time and then popping up in these situations because the defenders are so occupied with what Firmino's doing and then Mane's doing that he's the one benefiting from, you know, the talents around him.
Yeah, it works because it works as a collective, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Coutinho, another one who's playing really well at the moment, enabling some of the players around him to do what they need to do.
Yeah, Coutinho has been absolutely fantastic. And again, with that 4-3-3, if you think of it as like a web between positions, having him in the very middle of that, controlling absolutely everything, he's an inspirational midfielder. Not in the sense where people think of the likes of Gerrard. He's inspirational in the sense that everyone around him plays better when he's in there, Coutinho. And people are, you know, even Wijnaldum to an extent. If you take Coutinho out, that there's been games where it goes left and it comes back and it goes right. But when it comes to him, you know, the players around him switch on and they drop into the sieve and he's playing little 1-2s. And that outside of the boot pass for Salah. Salah's making that run because he knows he's going to get that. So Coutinho is absolutely essential to, again, that collective, but everything that goes on. And even to an extent, Henderson, when Coutinho's in there, he knows what his role is. And he didn't put a foot wrong on Saturday.
Breeze past them, didn't they? Let's link this to the book which you recently released, The European Game, The Secrets of European Football Success. You went round many clubs in Europe to look at how they're doing their business. So we look at Mo Salah, for instance, and he went over to Roma, and that's where his game came alive again, didn't it? What was it that Roma found in Mo Salah that Chelsea couldn't find in Mo Salah?
You know what? I think it's down to the formations that when he was at Chelsea, he was a winger. So when he was a winger, he had these defensive responsibilities to do as well. Whereas now, and again at Roma, because Roma are owned by FSG as well, I think. So with that similar style of play, that he's part of a 4-3-3. So most of his defensive contributions are upfield. It's pressing. It's what's going on around him. And he's been able to... I'd say reinvent himself again as a player. So going from that Roma style of play, which is similar to Liverpool's, transition's been absolutely seamless. Whereas when he was at Chelsea, like I say, he had to maybe track back and get behind the ball at times and double up with his right back. Now all he has to worry about is kind of his duties defensively upfield, you know, so pressing the ball and being in that transition as soon as he's won the ball back, being on his feet and getting in behind, the guy doesn't stop.
And he's confident, he's at home, and you think to yourself, wow, how many goals can he get in the Premier League? I mean, he can't keep going at this rate, can he, Dan?
No, it'll stop, but the good thing is with that attack, that even if he does maybe go 3-4 games without scoring, you're quite confident that the other guys around him will keep scoring.
Yeah, I think that's the hope, isn't it, currently? Just looking at, Lallana wasn't involved at the weekend. I think most people expected he might even sort of get on the bench. Do you think the manager's just been a little bit careful with him at the moment?
Yeah, I think he is, especially now we've got, you know, 3 games in 9 days, that he wasn't probably needed against Southampton, like we say. It felt like a friendly at times. You know, they can't get a goal to save their lives, Southampton, but they were still coming at us and still playing their usual game. So for us, that was, you know, played into our hands. The amount of space that we had between their defence and midfield at times was quite staggering. But we, like I say, we've got Sevilla, we've got Chelsea, we've got Stoke within the next 9 days. He's going to have to feature somewhere in there, because the fatigue's going to have to come into it, especially if we play that kind of intensity like we always do. But actually saying that, this season, there's been a little bit of a drop in intensity in some matches, that the pressing hasn't been as full on as, you know, Klopp's been known for. And I think that's him learning about the demands of the league. So now we're going into these games, and like we did on Saturday, get that early momentum and slow things down. If we could do that against, well, Stoke away is the one I'm looking at here. Chelsea at home probably can't do that. But even Sevilla away, if we could do that, you know, get at them early and then slow things down, that would be brilliant.
It just saves you a little bit for later on in the season, doesn't it? And we saw last season almost the engine come to a bit of a grinding halt in January.
Yeah, and I'm a huge advocate for having a winter break. For many reasons, even if you look at, I'm not big on international football, but then them players going in the summer to a World Cup, they're not going to have a break for a long, long time. So now when these fixtures come thick and fast, if you can slow things down in games, you know, it is the wise thing to do. If you look at, he took Coutinho off 60 minutes, I think, on Saturday. So that shows he's going to have to be big in the next few games. He brought Salah off, and the lad was gutted, because he was dying for a hat-trick. But Klopp's being wise. He's managing the team wisely in that sense.
I mentioned to someone before the game, actually, last Liverpool hat-trick was against Southampton in that 6-1 drubbing, but it feels like it's been too long since Liverpool fans have sort of witnessed a hat-trick.
Yeah, and it feels like it's been too long as well since we've had that hero figure like Salah. That, you know, my mate's changed his cat's name. His cat's called Mo now. Yeah, poor thing doesn't know what's going on. Everyone's going mad for Salah at the minute. So it's nice to actually have that hero figure, because the club's built on it. You know, we do worship our goal scorers. And considering he's somebody who plays out wide, you know, we didn't expect this. But again, fair play, credit where it's due. The scouting department have identified him. And it looks like he was born to play for Liverpool, someone said the other day. And I think that's, you know, perfect way of putting it.
Dan, you can't go changing your cat's name. That's just wrong.
Oh, I never
know.
That's
just wrong, isn't it? thank you very much. We'll catch up again soon.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.